Good morning.
Good morning,
children of God. It's good to see your smiling faces one more time. God is such a good God that He allowed us to be here to look at one another. My sisters and brothers, there are so many people that wanted to be in the house of God this morning. And I'm not talking about all sinners. Some people wanted to be here this morning. But when God called the wake-up roll this morning, some of them refused to answer. Something tells me that they are going on to try a world unknown. But God allowed us to wake up this morning from a touch of His finger. Told us to get up now, my children. Take another run to my house one more time. I am so glad. I listened to Pastor Baggett a while ago. I ain't been what I am now all of my life. Amen. But sometime God will say enough is enough. I got something else for you to do. Get it in order. When God tell you something, you better do it. You better do it. Because if you don't, you will suffer for it. And then the God that we serve will call your entire family to suffer because of something that you didn't want to do. It's not good to be disobedient to the Creator because God made us and He knows all about us. He made us. You heard the scripture being read. I was telling Pastor Baggett I was straddling the fence there for one while, hooked up with two sermons, and I didn't know which way to go.
All right.
I said, Lord, show me the way. Because you are the way. Thank you, Lord. Just 1 minute, please. Eternal God, our Father, we come now in the blessed name of your Son, Jesus. Our once resurrected Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Come now, Lord, asking you to send your word. That we may be able to get it over. Pray and ask you now, Lord, to search the hearts. And God, if there is anything that is a contrary to your will, Master, move it, Lord. Right now. Move it right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord. Anoint us now, Lord. Hide us behind the cross that we may descend, that you may increase. Lord, let us say something today. If someone in this house don't know you, they will come running. Lord, what must I do to be saved?
Yes.
Lord God, these and all blessings, we so humbly pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 And amen. This sermon this morning, I'm not going to hold you long. It has to do with healing. And we're going to talk very briefly to you this morning. Hold on to your faith.
All right.
Your faith will heal you. Don't ever lose your faith. If you lose your faith in God, you have lost everything. Even we serve such a good God, even if you lose your faith, even if you go back in the streets and come back, God will still welcome you home.
Yes, sir.
That's the kind of God that we serve. He's God all by himself. He don't need no help from nobody. But we need him every day of our lives. We need the Lord. Cannot make it without him. Cannot make it without him.
Right.
Why? I said again, we didn't make ourselves. When something go wrong with our bodies, we don't know what it is.
Well,
neither do the doctor.
That's right.
Because I got news for you this morning, church. The doctor can cut you, but he can't heal you still. How many of you believe that in here?
All right.
Doctor can give you shots. He can give you pills. He can give you all of that. But only God can heal you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, God gave doctors knowledge and wisdom to work on the human body just like a mechanic work on your car. But everything he does, he has to go through God, not himself. And I think sometimes, my sisters and brothers, we have a problem with that. When we get sick, there's nothing wrong with going to see your doctor. I want you to clearly understand that. But I think sometimes we put more trust in man than we do God.
Say that.
More trust. Every time something go wrong with us, we run to the doctor. Now, I wonder sometimes, do we say, ask the Lord to go with us? But you see, this lady here that had the issue of blood.
Well,
pray with me, church.
Go ahead.
She had had it for 12 long years. And it wouldn't stop. She kept bleeding, bleeding, and bleeding.
Yes.
You see what it says in the Bible. She went to all kind of doctors.
Uh-huh.
But there was not one that she went to could do anything for her.
That's right.
Tell me somebody, what was the life in here? She kept going to the wrong people.
Uh-huh.
When she found that she had spent everything that she had trying to get help. You see, the only transferred her mind to Jesus.
Yeah.
She'd have been healed.
Take your time.
Way before the 12 years was up. That's a long time to stay sick, folks. Yes. Depending on a human being.
Well,
sometimes doctors just cannot do you no good.
All right.
And when you find that out, you should turn to Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Before it get too late.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is able.
Yes.
He is able to do anything but fail. He said, there is no problem, no trouble, no nothing too big that he can't handle.
That's right.
Have mercy now, Jesus.
Have mercy, Lord.
But this woman had this issue of blood for 12 long years.
Mm-hmm.
She had the same problems for the 8 long years. She suffered greatly, and no one was able to help her. This woman was a tight with thoughts of helplessness. When she thought about going to Jesus, surely she must have heard somebody say, what's the use?
Well,
what's the use?
Nah.
The use is going to Jesus.
Uh-huh.
The use is going to the one that made you.
All right.
The use is going to the one that already know what your problem is.
Yes.
He's already know. So I sometimes, as I said earlier, I do not understand some of us sometimes. Even me. Ouch. Sometimes I don't want to go to no doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it because sometimes when I go and come back, I'm the same way. But my wife gets at me and says, keep on going anyhow.
Uh-huh.
So now, this woman, church, when she went up behind Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Let us remember here now, God was already going to raise Jairus' daughter from the dead.
That's right.
To let you know something, Christ don't never stop doing what he want to do.
Yes.
I have to do. He's always, when he was here on this earth, and he's still doing it, because he's still taking care of us.
Amen.
When he was here on this earth, he never stopped. He never stopped. When he was going across the water, he was going to take care of this man that had all of those demons in him.
Well, yes.
Well,
he never stopped. He's always on the go.
Yes.
Always. Some of us don't even want to go to church once a week.
Go ahead.
I just got to tell it like it is. You know? Some of us don't even want to go. But then, if you were like me, sometime, you know, I got that way sometime too. But God got at me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to get up, church, and go to church.
Amen.
But it's a long fight. Once you get there, you'll be different from you from what you were before you went to church.
Uh-huh.
You feel better. If you got a little pain or something, it disappears. All because of the love of God.
Amen. Amen.
She pressed past the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah.
There were so many peoples on both sides. But let me tell you something. Sometimes, church, when things is not going right with us, sometimes, Pastor Baggett, my friend, you got to press through the crowd.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
To get to Jesus.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Don't make no difference what to say about it. Press on anyhow. Press on anyhow. God will heal your body. Now this woman here, Jesus already knew it was her.
Uh-huh.
The disciples said, look at all these people around here. They're all bumping and running against you, and then you gonna say, who touched you?
Well,
God was not angry with this woman, but it was something about her faith that was bothering Jesus.
Yes, yes.
That's why he told her that, go in peace. Your faith has healed you, church. All That's right. why I said we must have faith in Christ.
Yeah,
right.
If we don't have faith in him, I don't know what will happen to us.
Well,
now the Bible says here, that this woman had been like this for 12 long years.
Uh-huh.
She had suffered a great deal.
Yes, yes.
Bible doesn't say how much money she had, but it says she had been to many doctors through the years.
Uh-huh.
And instead of getting better, she got worse.
My Lord.
Hadn't thought about Jesus at the time.
Well.
But let me show you how the Lord work. After a while, it came to her mind. She said, I heard that Jesus was passing by.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Lord, I heard that Jesus took two fish.
Uh-huh.
Y'all ain't gonna pray with me. And five barley loaves and fed over 5,000 people.
Yes.
I heard that this same Jesus that turned water to wine. Well, I heard this same Jesus gave sight to the blind.
Yes.
I heard this same Jesus raised the dead. Ain't he all right?
Yes.
I heard that he's the Savior of the world.
Yeah.
Thank God, all right.
Yes,
y'all ain't gonna pray with me. But that's all right.
Uh-huh.
I'm going on anyhow.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave you in the hands of the Lord.
Yeah.
She said, what she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment,
be made whole.
Oh, yes.
Ain't God all right?
Yeah.
I know he is. I tried him a long time ago. I know he's all right.
Yeah.
After a while, she walked up behind him and said, if I could just touch the heel of his garment, I know that I'd be made whole. The Lord had began to deal with her now to let her know, go ahead and touch me. I want to heal you anyway. Ain't God all right? The Bible says she touched him and virtue ran from Christ into the woman, which means power. God is all right, church. She touched him and she could feel her body in a new place. Ain't God all right? Won't he make a way for you out of no way? He's the way. There is no other way. Ain't God will do what he say he'll do. After a while, Jesus said, wait a minute here. Somebody touched me. But he already know who touched him. Ain't God all right? Then the disciples said, man, what's wrong with you? Don't you see all of these people hanging around here? And you gonna say, who touched me? Come on, Holy Spirit. I need you now. Ain't the Lord all right? Jesus. And the woman, she's got up and stood up and scared and a trembling because women, when they had blood like that way back, they couldn't touch nobody because they couldn't do it because it wasn't for them to do. It made a difference in people's lives. But Jesus wasn't worried about that because he's God with all power in his hand. I could hear him say, go ahead, touch me anyhow. I want to cure you, but you got to touch me. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? She pressed away on through the crowd, pushing people back out of the way so she could get to Jesus and touched him. And by that, she was healed just that quick. Ain't God all right? My sisters and brothers, I come to tell you, put all your trust in God. When you get down on your sick bed, call on the Lord. Call on the Lord, and he will heal you. I know he's all right. I've been there. I know he's all right. I know some of you been there, but you're on your feet now. And I want to tell you who healed you. It was Christ Jesus. He's the only doctor. There is none like him. He don't even have to touch you. He can just say, come on, Jesus. Ain't he all right? I know he all right. This woman, Jesus told her, come on, go now. Your faith have set you free. Your faith have healed your body. Your faith keep it whole. Your faith, we may not have as faith strong as it should. should be. But my God said, I don't need about a little bit the size of a mustard seed. Hey, God, all right. All I'm telling you to do is hold on to your faith. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. God will sure come to see about you. He won't leave you lying in a hospital bed without him coming to see about you. I want to tell you something. He's already there. You don't have to tell him, Lord, go and see about that. He's already there. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? The God we serve is a living God. We don't serve no rock. We don't serve no cause. We serve a God that got all power in his hand. This God that wakes us up every morning. This God that puts us to sleep at night. We can't go to sleep by ourselves. But God tender, nail-scarred hand lays on us and we goes to sleep. That same hand touches in the morning and we wakes up and see a brand new day. One that we never seen before. One Lord that we'll never see again. But that's all right. I'm just so grateful and thankful to him that I'm still on this dusty earth. Now I know God is all right. Say, keep your faith, church. Don't lose it. Don't lose it. Hold on. To your faith. He's all right today. He's all right today. He's all right today. I want to tell you something. When things are not going well with you. Oh, Lord, I feel all right now. Look up to heaven and tell the Lord, Lord, whoa, Lord, you told me that you would never leave me, nor will you forsake me. I know it all right. He's all right. He's all right. Lord, I know y'all tried him a long time ago. And I know you know that God is all right. He won't leave us, and he won't forsake us. And if we're his children, he's sure going to take care of us. He sure will hide us under the shadow of his wing, away from our enemies. I know he will. I praise that he will. Well, Lord, I got to close in our church. But I want to tell you one more time. Sometime I can't get it out of my mouth. Ain't God all right? Is he all right? If he all right, say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah, Lord. I know God is an all right God. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. I put all of my trust in the Lord, and he will bring you through. But I tell you, you got to have that faith. You got to believe it. Another thing, when you ask God for something, you got to believe that he'll do what you asked him to do. Ain't God is a good God. He feeds us every day. He clothes us every day. He puts shoes on our feet. He gives us transportation to go to and fro. I know he good. If Job will hear you now, I tell you, if you don't believe he all right, call up Brother Job. Everything we have came from the Lord. We brought nothing in this world, and we sure can't take nothing out. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I got to close it out now, but I got to tell you one more thing. God was sitting on his throne, Pastor, looking for somebody that he could send here to take care of his people. I heard somebody say, why don't you send Abraham, Lord? But the law said, no, I cannot send Abraham, because Abraham lied and said Sarah was his sister instead of his wife. I can't send them down there. Seemed like to me I heard somebody said, why don't you send Noah? But the Lord said, no. Noah is an alcoholic, preacher. Yeah. And if I send Noah, the first whiskey store he found, he was going in it. And my people will never get my word. Ain't the Lord all right? I know he's all right. I'm not going through the whole thing. But after a while, there was a rumbling and a tumbling behind God's altar. Seemed like to me, look like I could see Michael lying down on his knees. Look behind to see what it was. Then after a while, he'll step out, Jesus, from behind there. And Lord said, son, I need some help here. I need you. How long will it take you to go down on the earth and seal by my children? Look like I could hear Jesus said, Lord, Lord God, Father, don't worry about it. I'm already there. Ain't the Lord all right? Ain't he all right? Tell me, he stepped down to the train station, oh Lord, and got on board the train, paid for the ticket with his blood, rolled it on down through 42 generations, got off over there at a place called Bethlehem, born by the Virgin Mary, walked the dusty street of Jerusalem for 33 long years. After a while, Satan came on the scene. Oh Lord, they took my Lord, and they took your Lord. They whipped him all night long, all night long. Threw him in a dungeon, but that was all right. He knew these things was going to happen. He kept on. Then the morning, they took him, began to beat him again. Took 73 thongs, rammed them down on his head. But the Lord never said a mumbling word. Oh, Lord, they took him, oh, Lord, and took him up the road of suffering. Ain't God all right all the way to Golgotha's hill, commonly known as Calvary. They took him, they took him, they laid him down on the cross. Y'all ain't pray with me, but that's all right. Took him and laid him down on the cross. Nails in his hands. Ain't the Lord all right? Took him up there and stood him up. That Lord said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men's unto me. Ain't he all right? Y'all got to excuse me now. I know he's all right. Tell me when the cross sunk down in the earth. Oh, Lord, that Jesus yet said a mumbling word. Ain't he all right? Look like to me. Oh, Lord, the cross sit down on the earth. They tell me that the sun refused to shine. Tell me that the moon had a hemorrhage and dripped away in blood. Tell me that the earth began to reel and rock just like a drunk man. Well, Lord, tell me, one of the centurions looked upon the cross and said, surely, this was the Son of God. Ain't he all right? They took him down and buried him in the cave, but he didn't need it. But for 3 days, he just wanted to bury it. And sure enough, that third day morning, he got up out of the grave, stepped outside, shook off the grave dust. Tell me that Jesus looked up to heaven, but he didn't have no power. Tell me, he looked to the south, there's no power. Tell me, he looked to the north, there was no power. Tell me, he looked to the west, and there was no power. Tell me, he looked to the east, and there was no power. But after a while, he looked in his hands and declared all power from earth to glory is entrusted in my hands. Is he all right? Is he all right? Is he all right?
Yes.
Nothing too big God can't handle. Nothing too small that he can't handle. He's God. Man asked me away one time, who was God's mother? I said, who told you God had a mother and a father? I said, God ain't got no mother and father. And I said, another thing, he ain't got no grandchildren.
Amen.
We his children down here.
Yes, sir.
We're going to be the same thing in glory.
Amen. All right.
He said his children. He didn't say my grandchildren. You don't have no grandchildren. I tell you, church, I feel all right today. I want to thank Pastor Baggett. He must have knew it was getting time for me. Because he didn't want me to get too rusty. I thank him so much.